Welcome back to another episode of Unsaid Words, where we discuss all the things we leave unsaid. The title of this episode is Overcoming Discouragement, because that's all I find myself trying to do these days. Overcome discouragement in my podcast, in my business ventures, every single thing. So I'm here to talk to you about it, and we're gonna overcome discouragement together. If you're listening to this on the day it was released, you're probably thinking, Nadia, it's January 24th. I'm tired. All my energy for the new year has gone out the door. How am I supposed to overcome discouragement at this point? Number one, and the biggest way I've been overcoming discouragement, is fighting my feelings and the way I feel about what it is that I'm doing with actions. A lot of times with podcasting, I experience a sort of imposter syndrome, but what am I doing? I'm still here talking to you right now because my action is, well, I'm still going to record the episode even though I feel like I'm not credible, I don't have it, I'm still doing it. My feelings aren't determining my action. And I mean, they can't, because if I let my feelings control my actions all the time, this podcast wouldn't even be started. Honestly, I would have never even pressed record if I went based on a feeling or a motivation and not discipline, not the fight against my feelings. I have to every single day fight against the lies in my head in order to do what it is that I know that I'm called to do. And that's what I'm calling you to do today. Whatever it is that, whether you know you're called to it or it's a goal you have, in order to overcome that discouragement, you have to act against that. If you're a little discouraged because you may have gained a pound and you've been trying to go to the gym, sorry, you still got to go back. I hate to break it to you, but even if you're discouraged because you gained a pound or whatever over New Year's Eve, whatever it was, you gained a pound, you still have to overcome that discouragement and let your actions fight against them. You still have to go to the gym. If at the beginning of the year you said this is your year, you're going to be on your grind, your actions have to show that. And they have to constantly fight against your feelings. I'm discouraged too. Trust me, but we have to keep showing up every single day. The consistency is what's going to bring the success this year. In the past, why we haven't succeeded is because we lacked consistency. We've lacked discipline. But we're not doing the same thing we've done in past years because we're only going to get the same result. Now, another way that we can overcome discouragement, and the way that I'm overcoming discouragement, is by thinking about what I'm thinking about. What is it that's causing us to feel like we can't do it or not have the same motivation or belief in ourselves that we had at the beginning of the year? Are we letting doubt creep in? Are we letting the voices of other people creep in? Our own fear creep in? Don't let fear stop your plan this year. That rhymed. If you want to change your thoughts, change what you're reading, change what you're listening to. Are you reading? If you're not reading, I really recommend, and I recommended this, I think, in my last episode, but Battlefield of the Mind, any books about mind, habits, atomic habits, all those things will help retrain your thought process and keep you encouraged. If you're not a reader, listen to an audiobook, listen to a podcast. You're already on the right track listening to this today. You need to get those things that build your faith, build your strength, build your encouragement, they encourage you, into your subconscious mind so that your thoughts are aligned with your goals. The third and final way that I'm overcoming discouragement is by speaking life over myself and my goals. Every morning, or most mornings, I speak affirmations over myself. I pray scriptures over my life, over my day. If you have a vision board, you can pray over your vision board. Whatever it is, I try to say things that are encouraging. I like to say every day and every way I'm getting better. I state things that I want for my life. I have thousands of listeners on my podcast each week. You'd be surprised how much of a difference it makes just speaking those things. Simply stating your goals, who you're becoming, who you are, creates a belief system in your mind that will produce better thoughts and better actions. And it combats the doubt that our brains naturally have in our mind, and it replaces it with self-love, faith, confidence, all the tools we need to overcome discouragement. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it, and that it encouraged you as much as it encouraged me. Because overcoming discouragement isn't easy, but with the right tools, it's doable. For more content like this, follow the podcast on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for motivation, behind-the-scenes clips, and new episode updates. You can find Unsaid Words on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more every Friday at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening.